It is Thought Leader Thursday here on The Opening Bell. John Horton is with us this morning to talk a little bit about the mortgage areas. We're also going to be talking a little bit about financing.
John, good morning. Welcome back to The Opening Bell.
Hey, good morning, Steve. Good to see you.
I don't know where to start.
I don't either.
Maybe with a little developing news. The Mortgage Bankers Association yesterday had some numbers on mortgage demand dropping, the highest mortgage rates in 5 years, and refinances dropping to a level not seen since September 2008. Should we make anything of this?
Again, thanks for the good news, Steve. It's always nice to start the day with you. You know, it really depends on how deeply you look into it. If you look into that article from the Mortgage Bankers Association, they were talking about mortgage applications. They fell 2% for the week, but it's 5% higher than last year. So, you know, you can read into it. Yeah, it went down 2%, but you're still ahead of where it was last year, even with the mortgage rates rising and applications down. You're ticking ahead 5% from this time last year. So it's kind of interesting as you read into it. Refis, we all knew that was coming. You know, the 36-37% of total volume, we ran 6 or 7 years where it was just refi heaven because people were refiing and then the next year refiing because the way the rates went down. Can't last forever. So it actually is good for the real estate market and the realtors that it's obviously more purchase business right now.
Are there still lines out the door from your place waiting to see you or...
You know, that's normal, Steve, but it's the phone calls are coming in. The first quarter industry-wide was fairly quiet. A lot of it, I think, was the weather. People were still on the fence. They weren't sure what was going on with rates. April was our largest application month year-to-date, our largest closing month year-to-date, and actually our April closing beat last year's April closings, which was completely... It was amazing. So, again, you hear the bad news, but when you really look at those numbers, things are ticking up to where they were, if not a little better than last year.
And those numbers are pretty good, too, considering it wasn't necessarily nice outside.
No, not at all. Yeah. Not at all. So you got those people, pre-approvals. Again, I know we talk about them, but we push those huge. If you're not pre-approved, most realtors don't want to see you. It gives you more of a comfort level looking at a house. If you pull the trigger, it moves the process along a lot quicker.
How big of a deal is not enough supply?
Not enough supply is pretty big. Right now, you're finding a lot of the new construction is really booming because if people can't find what they want to build their dream home. You know, lot loans are big at Associated Bank. Obviously, you secure the lot, you can then spend the time building your home. You're also seeing a lot of homes right now sell before that sign pops in the ground. The realtors have an inventory of clients looking for homes. They know what they're looking for. So once that home hits the MLS, they reach out to that customer. You could have multiple offers. You could sell it in a brief period of time and not even have a for sale sign go up in the front yard.
So when we see headlines like pending home sales tick up for March, the second straight gain, what does that tell us? That there are sales happening, that people are looking and finding at least some of what they want?
There are sales happening, and you do need to be prepared. You know, the days of, hey, it's Monday, I think we're going to go look at a open house in Naperville on Saturday. Don't wait till Saturday because chances are that home will be gone or there will be offers on it. So kind of sitting back and not being prepared could be a detriment to purchasing your home.
And I think I may have shared with our last thought leader this in my building, my condo building. Property went on sale on a Tuesday, mm-hmm. and it was gone by Thursday.
Absolutely.
With multiple offers and fighting over it.
Well, then you're in, it's interesting you said that because you run into the sellers now, maybe wanting to wait, and then you're in a tough spot. I don't want to take this offer. I'm going to wait a week because there's going to be another one. Mm-hmm. There might not be another one. So you might be exactly not where you want to be, and you don't want to be greedy at the same time. Mm-hmm. But it is a seller's market.
When you say get pre-approved and get all that set up, what's the biggest thing that people need to have when they come to see you to be ready for that?
A conversation before they walk in the door, simply because the documentation needed for a pre-approval, and really, a pre-approval is a fully underwritten loan commitment without a property address. So you're not stuck to a particular property. It's just the bank saying you're a good credit risk. We will lend you money. Now go find a house. So it's your basic credit documents, bank statements, pay stubs, tax returns, just things to get you ready to go buy the house.
Does that at all limit you in your search for a home when you have that pre-approval, or does it actually help you?
Oh, it helps big time. What I tell people, and I tell my team to let their clients know, is always get pre-approved for a little more than you think you want. Simply because if you get pre-approved for $450,000 and you find a home for $475, that pre-approval is no good. So you get your comfort level where you want to be, boost it up just a little bit, and then we can customize that pre-approval. We're obviously not going to give a seller, hey, Steve can afford a house for $475. Well, they're selling it at $425. Guess what they're going to come back at? So, you know, you get pre-approved to that number and then customize it with your loan officer.
I was interested in your expertise on this next thing. We saw home prices jump up nationally 7% in March. The Chicago increase was only about 2.8%. And I don't think you have this in your paperwork, just an aside that okay. I had. And I wonder, why isn't the Chicago area seeing home prices go up, at least in your view, like the rest of the country?
Well, I'll tell you, there was an article the other day I was reading, and the number of people leaving Illinois to go to southern Wisconsin and northwest Indiana is more than ever before. A lot of it is the taxes. A lot of people, as we talked about before, you can get from northwest Indiana to right here quicker than I can get downtown. So you're seeing a lot of people leave the state, and I think that has a direct impact on Chicago.
There was another report, too, on luxury real estate in Chicago, especially on Metro Chicago. 1 million-plus home sales in the first quarter. That's a high number.
It's a real high number, and there's actually three positive bullet points, believe it or not, Steve. The one is the $1 million home sales are up. The median price over $1 million is 1.3, and the reduction of homes on the market for over $1 million is also declining. So you are looking at those high-end homes. They sit longer. The average sales price on the market, I want to say, is 166 days. That went up 12 days. Again, 12 days, 13 days, not a big number. But those higher-end homes are on the market a little longer because it's a different buyer. Sometimes it's a little longer. Sometimes people are being transferred in, so your closing time might be stretched. But those are starting to move, and for a while, you were seeing those go absolutely nowhere.
What do you think is pushing that drive? Is it just people finally have settled into their tax cuts, and they see maybe what the economy is going to do, and they feel comfortable that they can shell out this kind of money?
You know, I think that's exactly right. I think people are done waiting. I think you had a lot of people on the sidelines waiting to see where things were going to go. Not that it will ever be settled down, but I think if there's a time where, again, the tax cuts are in, people know where they're going, they know what's happening, you can only sit on the fence for so long before you get splinters. I mean, you got to get off and do something.
And this is not something that's limited to the Chicago metro. Suburban Chicago sales of luxury homes also up almost 7.5%, 229 units during the first quarter. So the wealth is being spread among the suburbs, too.
Right. And you're also seeing a lot of people with children, younger kids starting to move out to the suburbs. So that's part of the flow. You're seeing people, instead of buying $1 million home in Chicago, well, you know what, let's check out the schools in the suburbs, get a bigger home, get a little bit more land, and maybe more bang for your buck.
$1 million doesn't seem, I mean, it seems like a lot to me because I don't have $1 million, but $1 million home would be what? Would it be like one of those McMansions with three or four bedrooms, or are we talking a bigger property than that?
You know, it depends on your area. I was looking at something out in, was it Lockport, and it was $850,000, one of the biggest houses I've ever seen in my life. You go up to Wilmette for $1 million, it's not going to be real big. So again, you're looking at your average sale price, you're looking at your comps in the area, but further south you go, $1 million will buy you a lot of land.
Do you think now that we're starting to see the spring weather in Chicago that some of these numbers we've been talking about are going to start going up?
I think you will, and it's interesting because weather obviously plays a huge factor. People are in a bad mood. They don't want to trudge through the snow and the ice to walk through a house. If I had a house for sale, I don't want you walking through my house with the ice. Mm-hmm. You go now and you swing by open houses on Saturdays or Sundays, the streets are filled with cars. So it's something we haven't seen in years. A lot of time realtors will end up sitting watching a football game on a Sunday because no one's coming through the open house. But with the market now, with the pending home sales going up, people are hearing that if they don't start going out, getting pre-approved from Associated Bank and making an offer, they could be renting again for another year.
Earlier this week here on the Opening Bell, we had a story about homeowners not planning to move. 62% of the Bankrate survey homeowners said that they were never going to move ever. And
well,
that,
you know what, 38% are, so why don't you go that
62%
way?
62% seems like a high number, doesn't it?
It is. You know, it's high. People say they won't move until they see an offer on their kitchen table. Yeah. It is amazing what will motivate people to move. A lot of people do not want to leave that home that they raised their kids in and they have all these memories in. But it also comes to a point where when you get to a certain age, do you want to keep making the repairs? Do you want to invest that money that you may never get back? So you are seeing people, yeah, there's a lot of people, I'm never going to move. Well, you never know what's going to happen with the job. That guy that may never move might get relocated to Georgia.
Yeah.
Guess what? He's going to move.
Yeah. One of the positive things about the study was that it said that people were going to start fixing up their homes, taking out home equity loans, to fix their homes, maybe do a refinance. So those are positives.
Very positive. And yeah, a lot of those fixing up, some people do some major fixing up, and the construction loan product at Associated Bank is actually one of our stellar products. Can be an existing home where you take out a construction loan and do a major remodel, maybe an addition. Cash out refinance is great. You keep that money. And home equity as well. You just got to make sure that, again, having that conversation to make sure you're positioned right to understand the equity you need in your house in order to take out a home equity.
People come to you, they give you a call first, get pre-approved. What else should potential homeowners be doing if they're thinking about doing dropping the money this year?
Sure. You know, I always tell people your realtor and your attorney work for you. You don't work for them. You need to interview your realtor. You know, a great referral source from one of my team at Associated Bank. We deal with some very high quality, top notch realtors. You really need to interview who's going to be working for you. Make sure they're looking for what you're looking for and they have the time to take care of you. Real estate attorneys are key. A lot of people don't want to drop the $500 or $600 for their attorney and figure they can do it themselves. That's risky. You miss one issue on the title or an attorney review on a contract, it could cost you a lot more than the $600.
I saw this story and wanted to bring this up in our discussion. I'm sure you'll have some thoughts about it. Buying a home with all cash, is that even done these days?
You know, you do have some cash buyers. We're not big fans of them at the mortgage group because it depends on a tax implication. You know, I think really that's what it comes down to. So a lot of people do have the cash to buy the home, but they would prefer to get a mortgage because of the possible tax write-offs, depending on your situation. Talk to your CPA. You don't see a lot of it. You do have conversations with people. We do have some people that if they're in a big hurry, they know the process could take 30 days if everything is provided. They may need to make an offer and buy the house in 15. They may get a tremendous deal if they do a cash offer and close in 2 weeks. What we're then seeing is those people coming back to us and doing a cash out refinance. So they secure the home with cash, buy the house, get their deal, come to us and get a cash out refinance. So then there's a mortgage lien on the property and they get a bulk of their money back.
Is that a lot of people doing what we call flipping? Is that people who are flipping homes and trying to, you know, make a profit real quick?
Well, banks right now will not do homes unless it's going to be investment or it's going to be a primary residence. Flipping homes is tough, really, because the amount of time that the bank holds that note, it's not profitable for the bank, to be totally honest, and it's extremely risky. You do see a lot of flippers with cash. A lot of flippers will do cash deals. They'll start smaller, accumulate the wealth, and then do some cash deals and flip them.
I always think of when somebody tries to buy cash with cash, that they're either in the mob or they have something shady going on.
Yeah, where'd that money come from?
Yeah, where'd the money come from?
Yeah, the laundry room.
Yeah. John, good to talk with you. We'll see you again next time.
All right, buddy. Always a pleasure.
John Horton is Vice President and Senior Lending Manager at Associated Bank. It's our thought leader conversation. Remember, we do them every Thursday here on The Opening Bell. You can also listen to our past conversations at WGNRadio.com on The Opening Bell page, and also follow Associated Bank at Associated Biz on Twitter. Head over to their website as well, associatedbank.com/thought leadership. You could meet more of our thought leaders and hear conversations there as well.